Welcome to the podcast today. Today is part number 5 on the virgin birth. I think it's so important that I'm going to keep talking about it. Listen to the beautiful scriptures out of Matthew chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. My preacher buddy up in Canada got me excited about the virgin birth when he preached on it last week. He was kind enough to share his notes with me. So some of the stuff today is credited to Pastor Rob Smith. He started preaching under me. Rob, may God continue to bless your ministry. Thanks, buddy. The virgin birth is a fundamental doctrine of Christianity. It's also the pivotal point between the promise and the performance. You see, in the virgin birth, the immortal became mortal so that the mortal might become immortal. Not only that, in the virgin birth, the untouchable became touchable so that untouchables could touch the untouchable. And then the sinless took upon himself sin so that the sinful could take on his sinlessness. Thank God that Jesus paid for our sin debts with his sinless, precious blood so that you and I can be saved. God took upon himself human flesh and came to earth. Yes, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is important. May God bless you today.